सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
We are seeing chapter 5 of Bhagavad Gita. In verse number 8 and 9, it is said, Naiva kinchit karomiti yukto manyet tattvit. Tattvit, knower of truth. Manyet, consider. A knower of truth consider. Naiva kinchit karomiti. I am doing nothing, or I do nothing at all. But he is doing. Doing what? Pasyan, seeing, srinvan, hearing, sprishan, touching, jigran, smelling, asnan, eating, gachan, going, swapana, sleeping, swasana, breathing, pralapan, speaking, Visajan, letting go, grinnan, seizing, unmishan, opening eyes, nimishan, closing eyes. These activities are all going on with his Gyanendriya and Karmendriya. But he is saying, naiva kinchit karomiti, I am doing nothing. Who is saying? Tattvavit is saying. Indriyani indriyarthesu vartanta iti dharayan. He is convinced. Dharayan, he is convinced. Convinced about what? That the indriya and indriya artha, indriya senses, indriya artha sense object, they are interacting. They are entering into transaction. And how he is doing the actions? Again, the karma yoga again sent here. Brahmani adhaya karmani. Having placed all the karma in Brahman. Brahmani adhaya. Placed all the actions in Brahman. Sangam taktva, having abandoned the attachment, karotiya, yeah, whosoever who acts in this way. So who acts in this way? Number one, he is doing all his actions for Brahman. Brahmani adhaya karmani. Sangam taktva, and without expecting a specific fruit of action. Specific fruit of action. Fruit of action will come. Whether I do action for myself or for the happiness of the Lord, whatever action I do, the fruit of action will come. But this karma yogi is doing action with the Ishwar Arpan Buddhi and Prasad Buddhi. Prasad Buddhi means whatever Lord gives me, I am happy. Sangam taktva karoti hai, lipyate na sa pape na. He is not tainted by any papa, any sin. What is sin? Sin is no formation of vasanas. When I take as a prasad, then there is no likes and dislikes in prasad. When you go in the temple and the pandit gives you some prasad, do you tell you have given him laddu, you are giving me peda, and that also the small one? You don't say that. Whatever is given, you take as a prasad. No likes and dislikes in prasad. So, dipyate na sa pape na padma patra iva ambasa. And a beautiful example is given by Lord. Padma Patra, the lotus leaf. On the lotus leaf, you will find a drop of water. But that drop of water never wets. the deep, same way the karma done by all the people as a karma yoga, they will not taint him. Na lippate sa papena. So what we all have to do? We have to follow whatever Bhagwan says. We have to act in that way. How we have to act in that? Because Bhagwan has said, if you don't do actions for me, then you will be bound. Very clearly Bhagwan has said in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, yagya arthat karmano netra lokoyam karma bandana tadarham karma kaunteya mukta sangha samachara. Yagya arthat, all the actions should be done in the form of a yagya. What is this yagya? Many times we have seen yagya is the name of Vishnu. In Vishnu Sahasranam, one name of the Vishnu is yagya. So if you replace the yagya with word Vishnu, it will come Vishnu arthat karmano netra lokoyam karma bandhana. If you do any action which is not for Vishnu, that action will bind you. Not for Vishnu means what? Which is not for the happiness of the Vishnu. So if I am doing any action for my happiness, not for the happiness of the Vishnu, action will bind me. That action will bind me. Therefore, tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sangha samachara. Therefore, O Arjun, O Kaunteya, you do all actions for his sake, for his happiness. Tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sangha samachara. Unattached with the fruit of action. Samachara. So we all should act in that way. So how a karma yogi acts is coming in the next verse, next slok, slok number 11.
Kayena manasa buddhya.
Kayena manasa buddhya.
Kevalairindriyairapi.
Kevalairindriyairapi.
Yogina karma kurvanti.
Yogina karma kurvanti.
Sangam tyaktvatma shuddhaye.
Sangam tyaktvatma shuddhaye.
Kayena manasa buddhya. Kevalairindriyairapi. Yogina karma kurvanti. Sangam tyaktvatma shuddhaye.
Now Lord tells about the shishtachar, what we also do and why we should do. Many times we have stated and seen there are only two steps for realization. Condensed, two steps, only two. One is the purification of mind, another is knowledge, that's all. Knowledge will not take much time, but the purification of mind will take lot of time. So Bhagwan says, Kayena mansa buddhya kevale indre yapi yogina karma kurvanti. Yogina, yogi. Yogi, karma yogi. Karma yogi, who is doing all his action for the happiness of the Lord. Yogina, karma kurvanti. How he is doing action? With the four instruments. Kayena, by body. Manasa, by mind. Buddhaya, by intellect. Kevalai indriyai, merely by senses. So this keval word will go with each one of this kind, mansa, buddhaya and indriya. So all these instruments are used for that Bhagwan. All we are doing is the archana of a Bhagwan by our actions. Okay, kurvanti. Sangam tektva. How he is doing? Having abandoned the attachment. Why he is doing? Atma suddhaye. For the purification of mind. This is the first step. Atma suddhaye. So karma yogi does all the actions for the purification of mind. What is the meaning of kevalai? Shankaracharya says, mamatva varjitai. Ishwaraya eva karma karomi na mam phalayati mamatva varjita. It's not mine. It is for Bhagwan. Mamatva varjita. like when we offer oblations into the havan or in the fire ritual, we chant the mantra, and after that we say, Naidam Mama, this is not for me. Bhagwan, this is for you. Same way, all the actions should be for the Bhagwan, not for me, Bhagwan. Mamatta varjitai, Ishwaraya eva karma karomi. It is for the Ishwar, it is for the Lord. Karma karomi. Na mama phalaya iti. And the fruit is not for me. Bhagwan, whatever fruit you give, I accept as a prasad. And karma, they do actions by body. So bodily action, you are bathing, going, or doing any action. Doing yajna, that is also bodily action. Or by mind, thinking about the Lord. And by intellect, deciding that goal of my life is Bhagwan. Indriyai, by your jnanendriya and karmendriya, organs of perception and organs of action. You are doing all actions for His happiness. And indriyai, indriyai means sravanadi. Sravanadi means all the organs of perception and action. So keval is adjective of indriya, but will also go with the kaya, mansa and buddhya. It will go with all of them. So does all actions without the ownership thereof. He is not expecting anything for himself. He does purposelessly. Dekho. Understand. He does purposelessly. Not for himself. Purposelessly. Why is he doing? Atma suddhi. For the purification of mind. Purification of mind is the first step. We all have to do the mind purification first. And how it is to be done? By karma yoga. So summary of this sloka is, karma yogi does all actions by kaya, manasa, indriya, buddhi, without mamatta buddhi. It is not for me. Not for me. He is not expecting karma phal for himself. Fruit of action is also not for me. Whatever you give Bhagwan, prasad. Why I will take as a prasad? Because Bhagwan, you know better for me. What will I need in future? You know. What action I have done in the past, good or bad? You know. I don't remember what actions I have done in the past. Or in the future, what will be my requirement? We don't know. You know. Therefore, whatever you give me, I accept it as a prasad. This is for my benefit. Then he is offering all karma to his Lord for his happiness. So archana is by our karma. It is not we are offering flowers. Our karma will become flowers. Each karma, whatever we are doing with indriyas, mind and intellect, all for his happiness. So this karma is continuing purposelessly. Purposelessly, no purpose, no my personal agenda there. Such karma will purify my mind. Such karma will purify. So what will be the fruit of karma yoga? Is given in the next sloka.
Yukta karma phalam tyaktva.
Yukta karma phalam tyaktva.
Shantim apnoti naishthikim.
Shantim apnoti naishthikim.
Ayukta kama karena.
Ayukta kama karena.
Phale sak Nibadhyate, phale sakto nibadhyate, yukta karma phalam tyaktva, shanti, shanti mapnoti naishthikim, ayukta kama karena, phale sakto nibadhyate.
So fruit of karma yoga is given here. In the first line, we will find renunciation of fruit of action will give peace. It will give peace. And desire for fruit of action will give bondage. Second line. So first line, yuktaha, the united one. United one? One who is doing the karma yoga. Karma phalam tyaktva, having abandoned the fruit of action. Santim apnoti naishtikim. Santim? Santim means peace. Apnoti attains. Naishtikim, eternal. Or final peace he attains. The united one having abandoned the fruit of action, attains the eternal peace. So yuktaha, who is yukta? Karma yogi. How is he doing? Ishvara arpan buddhi, prasad buddhi, and mamatta buddhi barjitai. There is no one. There is not for me. Everything is for Bhagwan. Karma phal tyakta does not desire any fruit of action for himself. That means there is no kamya karma. You know? There is no kamya karma. He does not desire even the mukti also. Santim apnoti naishtikim. He gets final peace. It is the attainment of Bhagwan or it is the attainment of Brahman according to Vedanta. Final peace. Naishtikim. So what is the process? Process is we have to purify our mind first. Then how we purify our mind? Karma yoga. Then after that, karma sannyas. What is karma sannyas? Shravan mana nididhyasana. Remember. After karma yoga, we purify our mind. Then we go for karma sannyas. Karma sannyas means shravan mana nididhyasana. I get knowledge. Then abide in that knowledge. Mukta. Mukta. No more birth. So we get fulfillment krit-krityata by doing action for the Lord. And karma yogi gets akartitva, no kartapan. He gets akartitva. How he gets akartitva? Because identified with the self or Brahman. Because self or Brahman is akarta. If I identified with the Atman, I become akarta. If I identified with the anatma, only two things are there. If I identified with anatma, I become karta. Because prakriti is karta. Guna gunesu vartante. Indriyani indiyartesu vartante. They are interacting. I identified with anatma, I become karta. Disidentify from anatma and identify with the self, atman. You become akarta. Now you all know the science. What we all are doing, huh? You know the science. What we have to do, we all understand now. So what ayukta, not united one, gets? Suppose if I don't do, I continue to get attached to anatma. As we are now. What will happen to ayukta kamakarena phale sakta nibadhyate? Ayukta, not united. Not united. You are not doing karma yoga. You are not doing niskam karma. What we are doing then? Sakam karma. Sakam karma. Sakam karma is not yukta. He is ayukta. Yukta, one who is identified with the Lord, is yukta. Karma yogi is yukta with the Lord. Why karma yogi is yukta with the Lord? Because he is doing all actions for Bhagwan. Therefore he is yukta. If I am not doing action for Bhagwan, I cannot call myself yukta. I am ayukta. Ayukta means not united with the Lord. Then with whom I am united? With my ego. I am doing for happiness, for my happiness. Ayukta. Kamakarena, impelled by desire. Kamakarena, phale sakta. Earlier it was said, asakta. One who is yukta, one who is a karma yogi, he has renounced the fruit of action. Renounced the fruit of action means prasad buddhi, not asking for a specific fruit of result. But here, phale sakta, attached to the fruit of action, nibadhyate, is bound. Bound means what? Bound means when I do any action which is selfish action, sakam karma, it is for my happiness. When I get the result of that fruit of action, I may like or I may not like it. So it will be added to my list of likes and dislikes. Already we have got a great big list. So one more item added there. I like this fruit of action. I don't like this fruit of action. This likes and dislikes, Gurudev says, these are vasanas. We are supposed to reduce the vasanas by doing the niskam karma, but we are adding to the vasana. Don't think by adding to the vasana you are becoming a rich person. You become poor, more poor. The more vasana is there, you are the more poor. You have to take so many time births. Ayukta kamakarena palesakta nivadyate. So under impulsion of the desire, being prompted by the ayukta, he acts in the world and he acts for a specific fruit of action. Therefore, he is bound by his action, nivadyate, get bound. So cause of sorrow is Vishyasakti, Vishyasakti, karmaphal. I want this much of karmaphal. This is cause of our sorrow. How it can be cause of sorrow? So Mahatma gave a beautiful example, you know. A boy was striving or studying for first class first, you know. And he came first class second. He started crying. Why is he crying? Wanted specific result, first class first, thing other than first class first. He became first class second, crying. Other boy didn't study the whole year. He was thinking he will not get through. He became compartmental. There is no system of compartment. I don't know about here. In India, if you have got six subjects, you are appearing, you pass in three, in the next time you have to give another three only. They say compartment. He is happy. At least I passed three subjects. I didn't study at all. Failed in only three. Still happy, jumping, throwing party. I passed three. Another person became first class second, crying. Phale asaktaha. So those who are doing karma yoga and karma sannyas, karma yoga, doing actions for the happiness of the Lord, karma sannyas, doing the sravan manan nididhyasan about the atma vidya, they will get mukti. They will get mukti ultimately. But those who are not doing, they will suffer. So what should we do? We should do sakam karma. Only two, three people have said, no, we should not do sakam karma. So we should do karma yoga. No, we have to do karma yoga. So how one purified by karma yoga become a karta? He gets the knowledge. Knowledge of the self. And what is self? Self is a karta. So he also become a karta. So one who has experienced the supreme reality, how he is acting in the world? In the next look, Bhagwan says,
Sarva karmani manasa.
Sarva karmani manasa.
Sanyasyaste sukham vasi.
Sanyasyaste sukham vasi.
Navadware pure dehi.
Navadware pure dehi.
Naiva kurvanna karayan.
Naiva kurvanna karayan.
Sarva karmani manasa. Sanyasyaste sukham vashi. Navadware pure dehi. Naiva kurvanna karayan.
Sarva karmani, all actions, manasa, by mind. Sanyasya, having renounced, aste sukham vasi. Sukham vasi? Vasi means the self-control. Aste sukham, rest happily. So mentally renouncing all actions and fully self-controlled, rest happily. So what we have to do is only, it's a mental thing, you know. You have to put a software here. What is the software? So all my actions are not for me, not for my ego. It is for the illuminator of the ego. Bhagwan ke liye hai everything. Same action. Whatever we are doing now, same actions we will be doing. Only thing is that we have to make an adjustment. What is that adjustment? That these actions are for his happiness, for not for my happiness. So such person whose mind senses are controlled and who is doing actions for the Lord, and such person in course of time will be fit for karma sannyas. Will be fit for karma sannyas means? Will be fit for sravan manan nididhyasan. When the mind becomes pure, that mind becomes peaceful. When less vasanas are there, the mind is less agitated. There's very simple science behind it. When there are vasanas, less vasanas in the mind, mind is less agitated. Mind is less agitated means the mind is peaceful. When the mind is peaceful, you will be able to grasp whatever is told to you. Sravan manan nididhyasan will be successful. You will be able to grasp it. So after karma sanya, you become jnani. Then you abide in it. तो मनसा सर्व कर्माणि सन्यस्य सुखम आस्ते सर्व कर्माणि नित्य नैमित्तिक एवरी ऑल एक्शंस मनसा एवरी एक्शन ही गिव्स अप ऑल एक्शन हाउ वी हैव ऑलरेडी स्टडीड इन चैप्टर 4 वर्स नंबर 18 कर्मणि अकर्म या पश्येत कर्मणि अकर्म वेयर इज इज माइंड ही इज एक्टिंग इन द वर्ल्ड विद द माइंड इज विद द कर्ता आत्मा In all karma, he is saying, akarta atma. So such person continues happily. He has the shanti. And his all actions, he sees as a sakshi. Sakshi, what is the sakshi? Sakshi is a witness. Witness is not attached to the anybody happening anything. Witness means he just saw it, not attached to it. So jnani, He is a sakshi to all his actions. He is not attached to action. We all are attached to our actions. We all are attached to action. But jnani, jnani is a sakshi to his action. And jnani has developed vairagya. Vairagya from OET. How the vairagya has happened? Vairagya from OET. Like in the dream. In the dream state, when we see the dream world, are we attached to the dream world? Do we get anything in Jagrat Avastha, anything of the dream world? Can we use the dream world sweets kept in the fridge in our waking state? No. Dream world sweets which we saw in our dream, which is lying in the fridge, when we wake up, we go to our fridge, that in that fridge, that sweet is not there. It was there in the dream world. In the dream fridge, it was there. So we develop vairagya. We all know the dream is false. Is it not so? We know it is false. Similarly, the jnani, he has come out of the dream number one, the Jagrat Avastha. So for him, all these worldly things are useless. Vairagya. Therefore, he is dispassionate toward all these things. Navadware pure dehi na eva kurvan na karyan. Navadware, nine gated. Pure, city. A city with the nine gates. Dehi, there is an embodied self inside. Na eva kurvan, he is not acting. Na karyan, he is not causing other to act. So, our Deha is a Pura. Pura is a city. A city with the nine gates. We have got seven gates in the head and two in the lower trunk. So, nine gates. Gate, two eyes, two holes here, two nostrils, six mouth, seven holes, and two, nine holes. Navadware Pure Dehi. In this Pura, in this city of nine gates, one Dehi. The self resides. And what that self does? Nothing. Na kurvan. Kuch nahi karta hai. Nikamma hai. Koi kaam nahi karta hai. Na kurvan. Na karyan. He never prompts also to other. Never prompts to other also. So there is no doership in Atma, nor it causes body, mind, intellect, senses to act. It never says body, yo, jao tum kaam karo, you go start walking. No, he will not say. Mind, you start thinking, intellect, you start deciding, or senses, you start perceiving, or the hands, you start doing some action? No, he will not say. He will not say. It is only in presence, sannidhi matrena, everything is happening. Sannidhi matre, just in presence, in present. Like you see the electricity. If the electricity is present, put an equipment. The equipment start functioning. Heater will give heat. Cooler will give you cool thing. Whatever equipment. Equipment start functioning. Similarly, when the consciousness is present, body starts acting, mind starts thinking, eyes start seeing, ears start hearing. This way, each organ has got its own function. They start functioning. But this consciousness is not saying, hey, you are start thinking now. No, I will not say. Or consciousness himself is not acting. His mere presence is sufficient. That's all, present. Everything is acting just in the presence of that consciousness. And in the same way, jnani with the knowledge of self does nothing. He abides in the self. But body is acting. In earlier verse, in 8 and 9, we saw, tattvit naiva kinchit karoti, tattvit manyate. He considered that I am not doing anything. But all the functions of sense of hearing and organs of perception and organs of action, everything is happening. It's all continuing. All actions are continuing. But he is not doing anything. He not even thinks that he is doing. This is abiding in karma sannyas, backed by the atma jnan. This is giving up of the karma. It is jnani choice whether he will act or whether he will not act. It is his choice. Jnani choice. So it is the nature of Atma, Akarta Bhav. Hence the Atma is not tainted. Atma is not tainted by any actions of the body, mind and intellect. Sarirasya pikaunteya na karoti na lipyate. Sarirasya pikaunteya. It is sarirasya. That dehi is in the sarirasya. Like you are chairasya. Sitting on the chair. Similarly, dehi is dehasya. It is seated in the deha. Then, api kaunteya na karoti na lipyate. It does nothing. Atma is akarta. In Atma there is no gross body, subtle body and the causal body. Therefore, na lipyate, not tainted even by any actions of the gross body, subtle body and the causal body. So what we have to do, what is the starting point? Karma sannyas is the starting point. What is starting point? Karma yoga starting point. What is karma yoga? Doing activeness, action for my happiness is karma yoga. Each one of you know, doing action for the happiness of Lord is the karma yoga. Who has to do it? Teacher has to do it on my behalf. I will sit. If I am hungry, teacher will eat. And I will... We have to do it. But still we have our choice. Karmanne vadikaras. The Lord has given this choice, you know. To all humans only. Only humans. Lord thought I have given them intelligence. They are buddhiman. They will all act for me. That much buddhi he has not given to anybody else. Not to anybody else. That choice in the freedom in action is not given to anybody. Except human. Still after listening Bhagavad Gita, knowing the science, knowing what we have to do, we still continue to do sakam karma. Choice is ours. Bhagavan will only say. He will not force us. Na kurvan na karyan. He will not prompt us. You have to do it. No, he will never say. Kartum, akartum, anyatha kartum, our choice. I will come to Gita class, very good. Kartum, akartum, nahi, I will not come, your choice. Anyatha kartum, instead of satsang, I will do dussang. Tumhari marji, bhai, jao, karo. Lord will not say anything. He is seated inside all of us. He is seated inside all of us. Na karyan. He will not say, go and do it. No, he will never say. So we have to decide and walk that path. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.